I think those girls are hot. So hot. I talked about Maddie Ziegler and Kendall Vertez once before on Wishbone from back in 2017. Not only that, I did all the rest of the girls too at some point. And guess what happened for when I did Nia as well, to go and plant silly shit on social media too. Guess what happened? Alright, so you know Tila Dunn? So Nia became close friends with Tila one day, and guess what happened? She made up a podcast show with her. Then again, I do my own podcast show too. And guess how I react every time I listen to them on there? I orgasm. I scream. I jack off. I laugh. And most definitely, I make phlegm noises like yeah, dude, shit, man. To see that all those girls and dance moms are lame as fuck now, and that with all that being said, I'm the one who actually lives there in LA, out of Tila Dunn, I guess that was God showing me them out of that one YouTube video where Kendall, Maddie, and Mackenzie almost died in a car crash. So then, I can influence Tila to do the thing with fun fact, really, really sad fact. And I did. Spiritually. And the which is why I said that was all me on her Instagram. Because I did too. Yep. That was all me. Out of the whole dance mom's horse shit. With me starting at first with the Maddie Ziegler and the Kendall Vertez Wishbone and the end of it all. Tila Dunn being the only one that's left. Because she lives in Beverly Hills, by the way. A town in that major city, Los Angeles. You know how Detroit has a whole lot of towns in it? Like Warren, Clinton Township, Fraser, Livonia, Taylor, Macomb, Roseville, St. Clair Shores, New Haven, New Baltimore, Lenox, Armada, and Romeo. Los Angeles has a lot too, and Beverly Hills is one of them. And Tila Dunn lives there. How do I know this about Detroit too, you ask? Because of this here. Because I'm a Detroiter, by the way. I live there. And what town in Detroit, now that you know, you ask? The one Tyle Quinn Township. Yep, that's where I live. In Detroit, in that one town there called Quinn Township. Yep, that's right, I really do live there. And guess what I did, and guess what happened as a shocking fact when it went viral a little bit there that I posted that about Mae Ziegler and Kendall Vertez on Wishbone from back in 2017. I think one of Maddie's relatives, Josh Ziegler, found me on Wishbone as the in spiritual response to all that, what I was doing there. Yep, that was what happened. And guess what? Else happened. Alright, so I got a reaction big time out of Kendall Vertez as well. Now what for Kendall Vertez's case? Her celebrity crush, Cameron Dallas, trying to do a TikTok with me on TikTok from back when it was called Musical.ly before once in 2017. And I, of course, refused. Because I don't listen to no pop and rap music. I listen to hard rock, heavy metal, pop punk, classic rock, and soft rock music. Is why. The thing is, I would have had to. That's nice, I always do a talk with someone that wants to do one with you, but, well, in that case, it was, I didn't think so. Because I don't listen to no pop and rap music there, dog. I listen to hard rock, heavy metal, pop punk, classic rock, and soft rock music instead. That's why. Do you want to know what that noise was about? The stupid stinky moms, as they like to argue with each other all the time. Especially that one moment to where Yolanda choked Stacy in her neck. True that, Yolanda may say that she didn't do it. And that she was just instead meaning to push Stacy, not choke her, but, well, when it's on the neck, it's the first of May bestowments. Then it means it happened then. The choking, yeah. And for what the daughters, as the moms are savages and physically fight each other too at some parts. When they made up their own side of the show on YouTube when they're old enough, they treated each other like sisters, like they should, because after all, they grew up with each other in that class and are old enough to be each other's sisters, as if their moms had them at all their families at some parts. That's why. Yep. At the end of the day, they're all little girls, and their moms were only putting them through that shit because I don't know. They know. Ask them that. I don't know. I'm not them. Yeah. Cause all I'm gonna say is just a theory, not the exact truth. So really just ask them. Cause if you ask other people, it won't be the truth. It'll instead be a theory. So yeah, I didn't think so. Don't ask me that, loser. I swear to God, that was funny as fuck when Tila Dunn was the very last one to ever join them, to join all those skanks. Because she became close friends with Nia CX that one day, as it happened. And every time I watch that I listen to that podcast, I jack off. Just as I jacked off when watching Maddie Ziegler and Kendall Vertes talk to themselves from back in my youth. When I was like 15, as I was 15 back in 2017. As my date of birth is January 8th, 2002, by the way. I'm as old as that timeline. As old as the timeline of January 8th, 2002. That's why I think they're hot, you guys. Because I'm of their level too. But one of the boys that are, though, is why. And now that I'm doing my own damn podcast too, it's all being realized. Yep, it is. Yep. And guess what eventually happened? Next, right after the Maddie Ziegler and Kendall Vertes Wishbone horse shit that I did on my Wishbone account from back in 2017, before it was flagged enough to deletion randomly by computers. What's next after that is the thing with Nia CX and Tila Dunn on here on Spotify through a podcast, where this time you get to hear my voice instead of see text. And that if you're hard of hearing, have someone transcribe what I just said to you through a piece of paper. Whole entire time! Or deaf, even. But then again, I highly doubt deaf and blind people even use social media. A deaf person may just a tweet on Twitter, and that's pretty much it. For if they know a thing about talking the loud way, because as they were once being able to hear it, where they know how to say this and say that, rather than don't, except for by hand movements and facial expressions. Yeah. It's why and how. Yeah. Yep. I chose to make a podcast out of Nia and Tila rather than tweet it on Twitter, so then the whole world can listen to this shit like music this time. You motherfucking worthless cocksucker! Yeah. 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 What's to you? Because for this case, it's about every dance mom ever. Because, as you can see here, I laughed and forwarded with a few dancers here in Detroit, even when I was young, too. Except for that, because they didn't live too far away, I didn't have to use social media. I could do this face-to-face. And guess what some of the parents did from when I was, like, really, really young, like 11 or 12 years old or young, the girl was, too. At the cider mill, especially. And the Detroit town of Armada. They yelled at me and taught their daughter not to talk to me. And they fell for it because they were really, really young and was growing up with that shit. Like 11 to 12 years old of young. Yeah. And, do you want old I wish? That every dance studio did what Abby Lee did. Show me the girls. So I can do way more than that one at the cider mill. And then from there, search her up on social media and go to her house. And do the laughing from there, which I did, and guess what her dad did? He wanted to know where I lived, and I just pedaled my bike away from his ass. And just came back another day when he was at work and his daughter was outside playing. Twerking and shit. Yeah, you know, practicing dance, gymnastics. Because she was 11 or 12. And as was I at the time from back in 2013. Yeah. That's why. It's where because of that reason, that was why that even happened. Too young. Parents still watching like hawks. But my parents didn't know though. Do you want to know why? Because I'm a boy on the R hand and boys don't need someone to look after them because we're ugly on the R hand. As for most gay boys barely even go out. Because they see themselves as of girls. Like James Charles is a good example. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I just wish there would be so much more, man. And not only that, I also wish that Kendall Vertez, Maddie Ziegler, and Nia CXL, and T.A. LaDun all at once live near me so I can go to their house and just fucking laugh at them already rather than just plant shit on fucking social media, you know? Shit. As the same thing would be thought to any other dancer ever, if only they would all just do what Abby Lee Dance Company did. Show me the girls, show me their Instagrams, show me their Snapchats, show me their Twitters. Their parents, if they want to be involved, everything. Yup. To where from now on, as a new rule, if they got an idea and didn't see this as of anything sexy at all, instead got inspired by me through this podcast, being unaware of that I would see it as a sexy instead, and really go and do it once the bitch is like, I would say about 18. Do you want to know why? Because I'm an adult now, man. I'm 19 years old. As this podcast was recorded on May 3rd, 2021. And my date of birth is January 8, 2002. I am 19 years old right now. Here on May 3rd, 2021. I'm an adult now. I can't do kids anymore. I'm too old. Which is why I like that when the new girl, Tila Dunn, because she was close friends with Nia CX, to even do podcasts with her and everything in the aftermath of the show. When Nia CX eventually one day became a big plushy little whore. Too much of one for dance moms now that us adults can see it. Cause she's 18 and up. Yep. And then you guys may ask me this here. How about Kendall Vertez and Maddie Ziegler, man? Don't lead them out. I thought you liked them too, you little bitch. Alright. So, about Kendall Vertez, I still think she's hot too. I plant silly shit on her Instagram as well. And about Valentine's Day especially. And with Maddie Ziegler, I don't plant silly shit on her social media anymore, man. I kind of got over her eventually. When she said stuff like that, she likes Jacob Sartorius and all that. Yeah. Because to be honest, I liked her more than Kendall Vertez. Which was probably one of her relatives, Josh Ziegler, followed me on Wishbone. Because he must have thought it was so funny to see me talk about her like that. As the points where it inspired him and everything, their dog. Shit. I can only imagine. Yeah. Yeah. And of course, the newbie Tila Dunn was fucking in her mid-20s and showing up on there. Do you want to know why? To please Daddy! And guess who Daddy is? Me, Nick Curry, spelled C-U-R-R-I-E. Don't you forget that. Yep. And Nia started a goddamn podcast with her. So that I can jack off. Yeah, to be honest with you, I kind of knew that DOCX would have a little something in me by the way of how she let that happen. I knew she did. I just knew it. I see her as a big plushy whore. She probably sees me as a dad too. I can only imagine. Yep, I can only imagine. Oh my god. Oh my god, help. Oh my god. Oh my god, help. Yeah, oh my god, help. Yeah. I know. I know. I knew that was why Nia CX did this. As another thing she did now that she's fully developed, other than get a degree in human biology at UCLA. I knew it. I just knew it. I just knew she had something in me and saw me as a big plushy whore too. in her perspective. I know it. I know she fucking did. I know. I've seen it with my own eyes, dude. I've seen it with my own eyes. If she was here in Detroit with me, oh my god. With her big plushy ass, I would ought to fuck that bitch in the ass hard. So hard. It would be sore there for weeks. Telling you right now, same as said with Kendall Vertez and Maddie Ziegler. As I don't care as all you guys listening to me on here, rather than running away, like all those whores at the mall do, and the beach as well, I forgot to say. Yeah, like all those whores at the mall and the beach do, when I do at them. You guys are pretty much inspiring me to go and plan silly shit on Maddie Ziegler's Instagram and Twitter now and say fuck that just by you being on here and laughing at this shit of what it's like when one of the thugs in Detroit out of myself are talk that's in the same age limit as those girls on Dan's Moms are all is all talking to them about them and wants to fuck them the ass so hard. Oh my god, they would be sore for weeks. Yeah, they would be sore for weeks. Yeah, they would be sore for weeks. How many weeks? I would say about 2 or 3 or 5 or 4 or 5. Yeah. Probably then. Yeah. I love my horse. As I say this as a Detroit townie and a high school dropout, as I never got my high school diploma, certificate of completion, a GED, a master's degree, a bachelor's degree, a doctoral's degree, an associate's degree because I dropped out. Because I couldn't take school anymore, man. I kept on stalking so many of the girls in there. Especially dancer scum. Like Maddie Ziegler, Kendall Vertez, and Nia CX. Yeah, dude. Fuck. It's just not worth it. I only got in trouble by the teachers. I got yelled at by them in there for all that, man. Shit. Yep. Shit. And they call me out on the streets Simp Nick. Because I bang a lot of whores in the ass. And because I love to chase them around at the mall and the beach. Especially at Belle Isle. Oh my god. Yeah. They call me Simp Nick. Simp because I am a simp. And Nick, because Nick is my first name. My last name being Curry. Spelled C-U-R-R-I-E. Don't you forget that. Yeah. Mm. Man, do I love Kickstart Blood Orange. Can't stop drinking it. Makes me drunk. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. For sure, for sure. Yep, Kickstart Blood Orange makes me drunk. Get that at the gas station every day now that I dropped out, though. Because I was simping too much girls. And because that's all that runs through my mind for the most part, that's why I left. And to see that Nia definitely went more than any other, the Dance Mom crew, by the way of how she posted it on her YouTube and everything, if she was one of my classmates, I wouldn't fucking care. I would fuck her in the ass and not even care what the fucking teacher thinks. I'm a savage, bro. Her big plushy ass would have gotten me expelled out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Yep, would have had. Yeah, I know. Do you want to know why, in my opinion, Neo wants to get a degree in human biology by the way of how she let herself go through the rest of high school rather than just left out of pure frenziness about why the teachers keep on yelling at me too much over me simping girls and banging them like me? Except for that her reason would be a different reason, because I don't think she likes girls instead boys. I think this here. I think it's because she wants to be like her mom. Because I heard her mom, Howie Fraser, has a doctoral degree, also known as a PhD degree. And I think Neo wants to go down the same road. Except for that it involves biology, though, or whatever. Yeah, biology of us humans. Oh, God. If Neo has to do my body, she better not fucking suck my dead cock. My dead, small, white cock. Because if she does, I will haunt her and make her wish she didn't get that degree in the first place now. And instead just left now that Curry is here to make a comeback 10 to 27 times harder with sexual conduct included at a spirit. Yep. Yep. I didn't think so. The gazelle hunts the lion? I think not. Anyways, that's all I gotta say, and I just want to tell the whole world to have every dance instructor point the camera at the sexy hot girls so I can do way more than that girl in my subdivision that was also a dancer from back when I was a kid. Kendall Vertez, Maddie Ziegler, and Nia Ceix. Please just do it. And by the way, Nia, in case you're listening, listen up. I know how your last name is pronounced. It's pronounced Siu. I'm sorry for not even caring as I really meant that I saw your podcast with Tila. I'm autistic. It says on my Twitter bio that I am. And I really am. And because of my autism, it's hard for me to pronounce things as the point to where I just pronounce it how it looks by the letters instead. So, if you want to get it past me, go to the courts and change your goddamn last name to just S-I-O instead. If you want to get to me, Nick Curry too, spelled C-U-R-R-I-E. It's either that or I'll keep on pronouncing your last name wrongly on this podcast. What would you want to do? What do you want me to do? Ow. Oh. Yeah. All right, before I go, enjoy the rest of my day. I just want to say, just please just do what Abby Lee Miller did to all you other dance instructors, is point the goddamn camera at the sexy hot bitches so I can do my part on their Instagrams and Twitter once they turn 18, please. Because I'm an adult now by how my date of birth is January 8, 2002. Yeah. Please do so. So I can do way more than just that one girl, my subdivision, Kendall Vertez, Nia Ceix, and Maddie Ziegler. Please, thank you.